This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast. This is the first Saturday of Edinburgh Festival Fringe, and today I'm with
Alexander Bermange.
What do you do at the Fringe?
I'm the writer of I Wish My Life Were Like a Musical, which is running at the Underbelly in Bristow Square.
What is it about?
It's a comedic musical review which reveals everything you could possibly want to know about being a musical theatre performer, if only there were any who would dare to admit it.
Is it funny?
Oh, absolutely. It's very, very amusing. We show the awful auditions, the exhausting dance routines, the onstage kisses with performers who you must look as though you get on with, but don't really, the backstage backstabbing. So it's a truthful look at the musical theatre industry, but done very tongue-in-cheek and in a light-hearted manner.
When are you on?
We're on at 8:45 every night throughout the Fringe. We've got a tremendous cast made up of artists from different West End shows, and we'd be delighted to see as many of your listeners there as want to come along.
I am with
Leanne Bowers from Fragments Theatre.
What are you doing here at the Fringe?
So we are from the University of Worcester, from the only touring theatre course in the world, and we are a company that's performing two shows, but the one I'm going to promote today is called The Tryhards. So it's fun, heartfelt and full of failure. It's a mixture between You've Been Framed and that one sports day that you've repressed to the back of your mind, and it's about seven people trying to overcome things that they thought they would never be able to do. So myself, I'm in the show and I'm trying to overcome the fear, and I hate my stomach, so I'm trying to overcome that by trying to dance in a bikini in public. And there's other people that are terrified of heights. They're trying to go to the top of Blackpool Tower. It's all true stories that we tried to do in preparation for this performance. And it's all just about failure and how if we overcome it, that's fine. But if you fail, that's also fine because you can learn from it.
Well, we wish you some success with this.
Thank you so much.
And where is it on?
It's on at Greenside, Nicholson Square, Lime Studio at 4:10.
Hello there. I'm John Rowe from The John Rowe Show.
It took you ages to come up with that name, I bet.
I thought about it for years, then I workshopped it for several months, and I put it out to a public poll, and this is what we came back with.
Are you Rowe, R-O-E?
No, R-O-W-E.
It's very posh.
Yes, we're the fancy Rows, yeah.
And let's get this out of the way first. Where are you on?
So my show is playing at Symposium Hall, at the Space UK Symposium Hall, at 11:15 p.m, so it's late night. So it's a nice way to finish the your day at the Fringe. And then in the final week, so from the, what is the final week? That's the 19th to the 24th for me. We move to Surgeons Grand Hall, another Space UK venue around the corner, and for 10 p.m. So that all the people that said it was too late at 11:15 don't have an excuse in the last week.
And what are people going to find when they come to your show, The John Rowe Show?
Well, what I've done is I've moved my lounge room from Sydney, brought it here to Edinburgh, and I welcome people to my lounge room, and I find ways to keep everybody entertained for an hour. So that involves me singing with my live band. I have a special guest whom I interview on the couch. They also jump up for a performance. And then in between that is a bunch of what I sort of feel like on the night, which could be a funny album review. We look at funny album covers. I do interactive stuff with the audience. Jump on the internet. I might Skype my mum in the middle of the show. Whatever
I feel. Is she good? Is she funny?
Yeah, well, my mum's just turned 90. And it's early morning in Australia at the showtime, so we'll see. She's probably funny because she'll be just woken up and, like, you know, bleary-eyed.
And now, here at the Fringe Meet the Media event, I'm with Rose. Rose, what do you do?
I am a composer, and I have composed Dead Equal, a new opera, on me at the Fringe.
So you've composed the music, but somebody else wrote the words.
Yes, so my co-collaborator, Lina Palmer, is the librettist, and we've also co-produced this together as well.
So what's the show about?
It is about what we fight for and how we heal. It's the story of World War I nurse Flora Sands, who went to the front line as a nurse and came home as a decorated officer in the Serbian army. How are we not taught about her at school? I hear you cry.
And why didn't we talk about it?
I know. And that is paired with the stories of contemporary service women in the British Army today. We did a lot of interviews with women of the Royal Army Medical Corps, and their stories overlap across time.
And is this going to be a serious piece?
it's both serious, it's heartwarming, it's heartbreaking, it's also funny. We had our first night last night, and there were laughs where I didn't expect them. Laughs, of course, where I did expect them. But opera can and should be funny, and it is. And everyone leaves feeling uplifted, and that's so important.
And your show is on Army at the Fringe at Hepburn House,
yes,
down on East Claremont Street. And what time is it on?
7 p.m. almost every night.
I'm with Tim Marriott. Tim, you have done some fairly serious shows, it seems. You've done one on Mengele, and you've also got a new show here this year at the Fringe.
Yeah, a bit of gritty theatre. I was commissioned to do a piece about Joseph Mengele a couple of years ago, which we do in association with the Holocaust Education Trust. And what we do is we place the Nazi doctor, the notorious Nazi doctor, on the beach where he lived a full life. He was never caught, he was never prosecuted. And he drowned off a beach. He had a heart attack whilst he was swimming in Brazil in 1979 and drowned on that beach. So what we do is we imagine him washed ashore and greeted by the woman that he thinks, in his narcissistic arrogance, that has saved him. But of course she hasn't saved him. Spoiler alert, she's come to collect him.
So you've got Mengele on here at the Fringe.
I'm doing Mengele in rep with Judas, my new piece, and they're on alternate days at 12:05 with assembly at the Blue Room in George Square. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and tell me then about your other show.
Judas, that's a new piece that we trialled in Adelaide at the Adelaide Fringe earlier this year, and then took it back and worked on it a little bit more. And that imagines a Judas in the 21st century, and imagines a preacher emerging from the desert now, preaching a gospel of peace and reconciliation, and asks a few questions about what we might do to that character. And it also asks questions about Judas' motivation, and we see Judas as a zealot. There's a traditional theological view of Judas is that he was trying to provoke an uprising. So he hears the message of peace and translates it to his own ends, with extremely destructive consequences.
And have you got the same cast doing both shows?
Yes, I've brought over Stephanie Rossi from Australia, who was brilliant in Mengele over there. So I've brought her over here. I brought her over here last year, and we sold out at the box in George Square, which is fantastic. So I brought her over again, and she's in both plays. She's in Judas as well. I'm really excited. I've managed to persuade an old friend of mine, a real Edinburgh stalwart, David Calvito, who's doing the professor, the Brian Parks play, over at George Street. And I've persuaded him to come and do the interrogator who interrogates Judas, and he's absolutely terrific. So we've got a real global cast. We've got an American actor, an Australian actor, and me, a UK actor of mixed heritage. So it's really exciting.
Now I'm with Lila Palmer. And Lila, you have had quite a lot to do with the show, Dead Equal. Tell me exactly which bits of it you're responsible for.
Okay, yeah. Probably slightly too much. Thank you so much for having me. So I am the librettist, and I'm also a co-producer with the composer, Rose Miranda Hall, and I'm also singing the role of Emily Simmons, who is one of three women that the show centres around. So it's been a busy, busy little period.
And tell me then a little more about Dead Equal. What's the story about?
Dead Equal is really an exploration of whether fighting and being involved in war stops us loving, or whether there's a universe in which being involved in war can actually be an act of love. And that's really the central question of the piece. It revolves around three characters, two of which are historic, and those two women were close friends, possibly lovers. They served on the Balkan front in the First World War. One of them left and became a soldier. And this was the cause of a huge rift in their relationship. And then the contemporary story involves two female combat medics in the contemporary army who are based on testimonies from over 30 female soldiers that we interviewed. And so basically those questions are borne out in both time periods, and we use them really as a comparison to discuss, I guess, women's roles, whether, and really just address that question. I don't know that we answer it, but we definitely prod it.
Great. But this is an opera piece.
It is an opera piece, yeah.
And I know you can sing. You sang for us yesterday at the photo panel.
I did. I shouldn't have, but I did.
And I know you're trying to save your voice, but forgive me. Just one more question.
Yes.
So what kind of music are we going to be hearing in the show?
Well, you know, Rose and I, you're going to be hearing, I don't even really want to call it contemporary classical because, you know, opera is basically about tunes and it's about the human voice. And we have these incredible vocal Ferraris who are singing the roles. They're just astonishing. Right? They're all international stars in their own right. And Rose's music is really lives in the place that allows those voices to really sing. There are tunes, which is not normal in contemporary opera. I don't know how to describe it except that it's vocal, it's lyrical, it's expressive, but also there are moments of dialogue. We've really kind of broken up the opera paradigm, and there is, you know, there are whole scenes of spoken dialogue as well as arias and songs.
And where can people come and see Dead Equal?
They can come and see Dead Equal at Army at the Fringe, which is venue 210. It's on East Claremont Street, and we're right down the street from the International. So it's a short hop, skip, and a jump. The cheapest opera you'll see this Fringe.
And it's on at 7 p.m.
7 p.m., yes, and we have 19 performances, so you have lots of opportunities to come and hear us, and we'd love to have you.
First installment of a mini-series of chats with the council leader. We talked to him for about 40 minutes in all. Rather than try to get you to commit such a long time to listening, we've broken it up into more manageable chunks. Each one will be published online with a written article too on www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.